Hey, everybody. Welcome in to the Bitcoin Made Simple podcast. I am your host, Corey Tusick. And on this week's episode, I'm just going to talk to you about not waiting. And I'll get into what that means. But before I do that, get yourself a Bitbox O2 hardware wallet. If you do not have one, you should get your coins off the exchange. It's simple, easy to use. Here's the Bitcoin orange one. See this little touch screen here? Simple, easy. If I can do it, a caveman like me can do it, anyone else can do it. There's nothing intimidating about it, to be completely honest. So get yourself a Bitbox O2 hardware wallet. Go to bitbox.swiss/bitcoinmadesimple. Use promo code bitcoinmadesimple to get 5% off. I want to talk to you guys about not waiting. Don't wait to get your coins off. It's just something that came to my mind. My mother-in-law, sorry that I've been behind on episodes, way behind. But last week my mother-in-law passed away. And it's been devastating for my wife, my kids, and even, you know, myself. And it's just been a really, really hard week. It's the first time that someone like this close to me, like, has passed away that, like, I've known for years. My grandfather passed away, and I was obviously very close with him, but I was 14, so, like, you know, it's just not like the formative years of, it's hard to say, because I obviously was devastating too, but you just have like a different mindset whenever you're 14 or whatever. And also, like, it's hard to say this, but like my grandfather was like 78 when I was born. So I kind of grew up knowing that he wasn't going to be around for a really long time. Even without anybody saying anything, you know, just you kind of put two and two together. But this one sucks ass. She's the healthiest person I knew. And, gotta say that in the past tense, just killer. And even until the month of January, you could barely tell something was wrong with her. And up until this past fall, you couldn't tell at all. But we all knew what was coming. And hoped for the best, but unfortunately the worst happened, and it's just makes you reevaluate a ton of things in life, it was crazy. It happened at like really early in the morning. In that morning, I woke, like, been probably having more trouble sleeping lately than as more often now than as usual. But usually I can like pinpoint what my anxiety is specifically about. Like, I'm worried about this specific thing with work or this specific thing with, you know, whatever. And I couldn't pin, but I just had like a ton of anxiety. And then had this moment of just like, felt like soothing comfort come over me. I don't know if that's, you know, when, or roughly around when she passed, or if she was giving me comfort. I have no idea. It was at some point during that window, you know, we woke up, woke up on that morning, and my wife and I found the news, and it's brutal. I'm trying to navigate that. I haven't been able to focus on anything work related because I'm just trying to keep my wife afloat, and get, you know, basically the bare minimum done, making it day to day, making it through another day. It's brutal. And so it made me think of what started me thinking of don't wait, is you shouldn't wait on everything. Some things you should wait for. Some things you should, waiting is important. But sometimes you have to evaluate whether or not you should wait. So it started with, when someone dies, lots of people flood, their best wishes and, hope everything's okay and everything. The first couple of days there was, people dropping off food and everything like that. But then that kind of, dried up a little bit quicker than I expected, which I'm not like, this isn't me complaining about it. It's just, I was like kind of assumed, like, with how many people, her mother, touched their lives. And I also think part of it too is that her mother touched so many people's lives that it's just, everybody's devastated by it. It's not just like a family thing. The thing that made me think about it was, there were a lot of people that, people don't know what to say. Like, and I understand, my one friend, timing wise, they had a baby like 2 days after she passed. So like, I knew they were going to have a baby any day, and we were planning on, whenever they come home from the hospital, we were going to make something, dinner and take it over and drop it off for them. Whenever the news happened, he texted and said, "Is there anything you need?" And I was like, honestly, yeah, but like, you guys are about to have a baby. Like, you've got your hands full right now. So, we'll be fine. And, but then, other people, people don't know what to say. And they say, "So sorry for your loss, blah, blah, blah. If you ever need anything, don't hesitate to reach out." Things like that, people typically say. And I guess you gotta say, like, if you know people that go through something like this, if you want to do something, then don't wait until they reach out, because they probably won't. So I'm not like sitting here saying like, "Oh, people are making empty promises and blah blah blah." That's not it at all. I'm taking it from the perspective of like a life lesson that I'll learn going forward, is that, if there's people that are going through something and I want to help, instead of saying, "Hey, if there's anything you need, let me know," and then leaving it at that, hope, and thinking, "Oh, they'll reach out if they need something." It's like, what are we going to do? Call people and say like, "Hey, we feel like crap today. Could you bring dinner?" Like, we're just not going to do that. Just an advice that I got. But then, so I was like, okay, don't wait. What else could go in the don't wait category? I'll start with the most important stuff, which is personal. Don't wait to tell your loved ones you love them. you know, or there's people, I know there's people that are, you know, estranged from a parent or a sibling or anyone. Don't wait to make amends, because it'll be too late. It could be too late. You never know. And, you know, making amends can't always happen, but it's a very healthy way to process things. And don't wait to get a BitBox O2 hardware wallet. I had to throw that in there. You know, if you're making important life decisions and you know you should go in a certain direction, if you've waited and evaluated and you know it's right and you're just having trouble making the leap, then make the leap. Don't wait. If you are thinking about buying Bitcoin, don't wait. Again, this is not financial advice. But like I always say, buy it with money that you are able to not touch for 4 years. Set it to the side and forget about it. And if you can add more, you know, little chunk here, little chunk there, do it. Don't wait. Don't wait to buy Bitcoin. Don't wait for, geez, I mean, don't wait could be the theme of Bitcoin. Because it's like, don't wait, like, oh, it's going to pull back. Don't wait. Like, I'm telling you, do not wait for it to pull back. It's not going to pull back. At some point, it won't. It might pull back. I don't want to say it's not going to pull back. It might pull back. But there will come a time where it'll never go back to a certain price. Like I saw today, all the doom and gloom, everybody was so bummed that Bitcoin dumped down to like 60,000, I think. Well, people say like they were waiting for it to dump to 60,000. But right now they might be sitting there going, you know, I'm going to wait till it gets to 50. Does it matter whenever Bitcoin is over $100,000? Does it really, when Bitcoin's $1 million, does it matter? No. So don't wait. Don't wait. Sometimes it's important to wait, and other times you've waited too long. So try and identify which is which and take appropriate actions. In general, if you guys could say a prayer for my family, and my mother-in-law, her name is Mary, God rest her soul, and, thanks to my faith in what I can feel in my heart, I know that she is in heaven. She's the best person. You can say that with a lot of people, like, oh, they're a good person. I could not think of a thing that she did that was wrong. Just hug your loved ones. If you have kids and they adore their grandmother or grandfather, like my kids adored theirs, and it's a random weeknight, maybe just go over and visit if you can. If you can't visit, FaceTime. Because I tell you what, when the moment comes that you can't, it sucks ass. That being said, get yourself a BitBox O2 hardware wallet, and I will talk to you guys later.